All right, this is a setting the bar story, Kelly.
An example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Sure. All right, so I don't know if you heard or saw of this art. It's like art, it's technology. It's an installation called The Portal. And it opened up in New York last week. And basically, there was also one in Dublin, Ireland. And so The Portal, it literally showed in real time what was happening in Dublin, Ireland, and vice versa. Dublin got to see what was happening in real time in New York City, right?
So just like cameras?
Not just cameras. It was like a big circle, like portal, almost like a window.
Okay.
A window that you could see into Dublin, Ireland. It was
probably thanks to cameras.
Extremely. Oh yeah. Well, yeah. It was an extremely cool, like art installation. But it was like one thing, right? So, if you can manage to make it through the day without causing this amazing art installation to be shut down after only 1 week, you're doing okay.
What did we do? Do we just hang out and watch all day?
Okay, so it was a live feed to each of the cities, right?
Right. And so, which I think encourages people to just sit there and watch.
But I think sitting there and watching, I think is fine.
Okay.
Do that, right?
What were people
doing? Sit there and watch. Let people connect with one another from an ocean away. How cool is that?
Okay. Where did we go wrong?
People started flashing.
Uh-oh.
People started mooning each other.
Oh, no.
People started using hand gestures, giving the finger.
Oh,
people started grinding on the portal.
Oh!
People held up inappropriate photos, adult-themed photos.
It just turned into OnlyFans, right?
Someone in Ireland held up a shot of the Twin Towers.
Oh!
So they were being idiots, too. It wasn't just Americans being idiots.
Okay.
So, literally, Dublin had to turn theirs off this week. So, designers could add tech that filters out images on your phone if you hold it up. Like, that's what people were doing. They were, like, holding up their phone that would have, like, X-rated images on it.
Or
say, like, the Twin Towers smoldering or something like that on
gosh.
It.
Gosh.
Yeah.
That went so sideways.
I know.
I'm sure they did not see it going that way.
I mean, it wouldn't have taken but asking an intern, hey, what do you think about this? For them to go, well, I think that's really cool. Aren't you worried that someone's going to do like
right,
right?
Yeah, because you can't like predict how people on either side of those cameras are going to behave.
Right. But I mean, the art installation is super cool. It's like a live
in
look.
In theory, sure, it's a nice idea. But then you probably think, all right, at some point, if you have people on both sides just watching, that gets boring, right? So then they're going to feel the need to perform in some way.
Well, how cool would it be, though, to like see someone and lock eyes from an ocean away with someone?
Yeah, pretty cool.
And then you write on a piece of paper like your social media handle and they write on theirs and then you can like connect. And how cool would that be?
It's like a FaceTime.
But it had to be shut down because people are idiots.
Okay. All right. Oh, what a great idea in theory.
We're hoping that it can get back up and it looks like they do plan to put it back up once these filters get put in place.
A sign saying some rules,
right,
maybe.
Right, exactly. But again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without being one of the people who caused this art installation to be shut down after 1 week, you're doing okay.
You're right. This is why we can't have nice things.
it's literally humans. It's us. That's what it is. It's humans.